After 38 years with the Anchorage School District in positions ranging from noon playground monitor through teacher to union president onto principalships and 12 years as superintendent, Carol Como intends to retire at the end of June 2012. School Board President Gretchen Guest said since Como's announcement 2 months ago, the board has been busy drafting job criteria. Members also wanted to devise ways that the general public could advise the board on what skills and expertise they thought the new superintendent should possess.
At this time, what we really ask is that the public give us their input. We have provided online a survey for the public to take about the draft criteria that we've sent out. We've also put in the draft material that we're going to present to candidates about our school district and our community, along with the candidate application.
To collect the widest array of suggestions, paper copies of the online surveys and draft criteria are available at all schools, not only in English, but Spanish, Hmong, Samoan, Tagalog, and Korean. The comment portion includes a public hearing set for Saturday, September 10th, from 9 a.m. to noon, followed by one for district employees from 1 to 4 p.m., and will be broadcast over Cable Channel 14. Guests said individuals can also send suggestions via emails to the board members. The board president described how the public comment period lies within the overall superintendent selection timeline.
We're launching the superintendent search today. We'll be refining the process after working with our consultant and receiving public input over the next month. The months of October and November and the beginning of December will be spent reviewing applications, and then we hope in December to announce the finalists for the position and then have those finalists in Anchorage in early January for both interviews and also community meet and greets.
She said before beginning the search, the board felt it was crucial to define clearly what its new goals were for the school district itself and how the incoming superintendent was expected to bring that vision about. Guest also announced that the board has hired PROACT, a national personnel search firm.
PROACT have done a very good job for other districts, and what they're really able to do is go and look for people who aren't looking for a job. Folks that may be really good fits for our district and good fits for where we want to go. So their contacts nationwide, their ability to contact people in Alaska, their ability to do background checks and really kind of shake the trees about what folks' strengths and weaknesses are really going to help us.
The cost for PROACT services is $32,500 plus travel. As for how much the board is willing to pay the next superintendent,
Carol's current salary is $165,000. We have had those discussions in executive session, but for negotiating reasons, we're not going to make public what our willingness to pay is until we see the candidate pool, we see the experience, and we go through those negotiations in January with a finalist. It will be safe to assume that anyone we would want to hire is going to want more than what Carol's been willing to give the district in her tenure.
Como will not take part in the selection process. However, if the hiring of a new superintendent maintains its proposed schedule, she will participate in a 3 to 4 month long transition period with her successor. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.